Thank you. finishing up the show with Joe Westerlund, something called Can Tangle from his album Curiosities from The Shift. Kenny Drew, beautiful piano, great trumpet on there by Freddie Hubbard from an early Kenny Drew album called Undercurrent, 1960 on that. Baron Switfield and the Savages with Living Proof, and Gus Bodenheim, five installments today of exploring spirits of many lands. Next week, Gus will be back with some Christmas tidings next Wednesday, the night before. My name's Irwin. Stay tuned for 7-second delay with Ken and Andy. Andy will be compensating for the bad Hanukkah presents kids have received. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Happy fourth night of Hanukkah, Andy. What are you doing to celebrate?
I guess this radio show. Hold on. I'm not even settled in. Hold on.
Do you still get your
screaming?
Do you still get your adult children Hanukkah presents on every night of Hanukkah?
No, not every night of Hanukkah. But
just the first night?
When they're home.
First and third night?
I guess when we're home, we don't want to be empty-handed.
What do you mean?
I mean, when we're home, we have something for them. When they're home, I mean.
When they're home.
Yeah, when they're home.
Oh, but they're not home this year. Are they?
Our college kids are coming home. Evan is home.
Oh, he's home already.
Yeah.
So what did you get him?
What do you care?
I'm curious.
No. What do you care, though?
I'm really curious. I'll tell you what I get my kids.
I don't care. I'm not asking.
I want to
know. Nobody cares. Here's a newsflash. Nobody cares.
I think everybody cares.
You think people care what you, Ken Freeman, got your adult children?
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about what you, Andy Breckman, wealthy industrialist, gets his adult children for Hanukkah.
Well, tonight, let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. Their big gift this year, both of them wanted prescription sunglasses. Which it turns out are not cheap.
Molly and Evan.
And so this year we're going to take them to a eyeglass store.
Oh, I see. So you wait for Hanukkah to get them something that they medically need. That's
exactly.
Nice.
What's the catch? What's the downside? Win-win. By the way, win-win is my favorite kind of win.
Not me.
It's twice as good as the normal win.
Not as good as win-win-win.
Damn you! Damn you, Ken Friedman. Outplayed again. Hey, I heard your show this morning. What happened there?
It was a good one.
No, I'm talking about your radio show.
Yeah, my radio show this morning.
Yeah, no, well, are you okay? I was worried about you.
From 9 a.m. to noon. Oh, what part of it made you worry?
Well, I guess the incoherence.
Oh, it's
maybe.
Always. No, it's always incoherent.
That's your trademark?
Yeah. That's my speciality.
I don't know. It was a great
specifically, what part made you worry?
I didn't listen to your show.
No, I know. You never do.
It's on the middle of the night.
Oh, your night. Yeah, the middle of your night. You go to bed at, like, what, 3, 4 a.m.?
I do work late, and then I sleep. I sleep until I'm sure your show is over. Honey, do not wake me up until Ken's show is over.
That I know. I know to never call you before 12 o'clock noon. You're not making that up.
No, but you're up early. I know you're up early.
Yeah.
Because you care. Am I right? Admit it. You can't deny it. You care. I caught you. You care. You care about doing a good show.
Yeah, you texted me at...
What's that?
You texted me in the middle of the night.
Well, I didn't want to wake you up. I know you go to bed early.
Texting wakes me up.
It does?
Of course.
Wait, you wake up if you get a text in the middle of the night?
Yeah, because I'm on call.
You're on call because you care about the radio station.
I'm on 24-hour call.
You want to make sure the signal's going out,
it
right?
It actually drives me crazy because these days texting has replaced email. So it's inevitable that I'm going to have to get a second phone.
Well, that's good for your drug dealing, too.
Not drug dealing anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's right. Ken is not drug dealing anymore. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm just drug dealing placebos.
Yeah. You're charging the same amount for the placebos.
Nickel bags of placebos.
Nickel bags of placebos.
It's hot. It's a hot market.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
No.
I'm going to need more of these placebos. They're just not doing it for me.
Oh, you're not.
I'm gonna need an extra dose.
You're not taking enough.
That's our little placebo bit.
These placebos are only 5 milligrams.
Hey, we'll come to your New Year's Eve party and do our placebo bit. Won't we, Ken? Invite us to your New Year's Eve party, right, Ken?
Yeah. Invite us. Yep.
Yeah, invite us.
We're gonna be around,
and we'll pick the best invitation.
We're not doing a show next week. I don't know. Somebody's filling in for us on Christmas Eve.
Good for them.
But we are gonna be here New Year's Eve. 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah. And call us and invite us to a New Year's Eve party. I know just what I'm going to wear.
What?
Something special, something flirty.
Yeah. Oh, a pretty sundress or something?
Maybe a pretty sundress. Maybe maybe Evan's prescription sunglasses.
A baby doll dress?
You think we'll get invited to a hot party, a cool party?
That I don't know.
You think anyone's going to hook up?
At the party that we don't go to?
Let's go to a party. Let's go to a party.
I can't think of anything I'd want to do less.
Me neither. That's what's the fun of it. Don't you know how much fun that will be? We'd go so reluctantly, begrudgingly.
Well, you should come to the FMU holiday party.
Oh, God.
You've done it. You've done it a couple of times.
I'd rather chew glass.
I remember one time you brought a hot date to an FMU holiday party. Everybody.
Well, it was probably Bethy or my ex-wife. Oh, it was between Bethy and my ex-wife.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, what was her name?
I don't recall. I don't recall.
Yeah.
I don't want to say out loud.
I really liked her.
I don't want to say out loud. It's probably, it wasn't a date.
It was a date.
No, it was not. Well, if it was.
It was a date.
Like, I don't think it was.
You told me that you and her were going to go all the way.
I think you're getting me in trouble. No, that's not true. It's not true.
Why? It is true.
No, why would you say that? Oh, now I have to go home. I'm going to have to go home tonight.
This was before Beth.
Where could I sleep?
This was in between Mary and Beth.
I know.
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't. I had a writer friend that I hung out with, but we weren't dating.
That wasn't, no, not Meryl Marco. I'm not talking
about
Meryl
Marco. It was another friend. I'm not even going to name her. Oh, this now. You this is a nightmare.
Me.
How did this happen? You're good.
You told
Friedman,
me.
You're good. You just wait in the corner. Hey, come on over. This isn't quicksand. Just come over and talk to me.
Oh, man, did you hear about the guy who really did get caught in quicksand?
This is going to be a good one. Was he born and raised in Warsaw, Poland?
No.
Oh.
What
it's not
the
a
hell?
Joke? Oh, I thought you were telling me a joke.
Why? What's that?
I thought you were telling me a Pollock joke.
No.
There's a real guy?
A real guy who actually got caught in quicksand, which is...
Oh, this is going to be good. Go ahead. And then what happened?
Nothing happened. They got him out.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Quicksand's very...
To think I almost didn't hear that story.
Quicksand's rare. It's very rare.
Where did this take place?
Utah.
No.
Yes.
In the continental United States?
Yeah.
He was caught in quicksand?
Yep.
And how long was he stuck for? Was it like that movie, the guy stuck between rocks?
Oh, with James Franco?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was great.
But wait. Is that what the quicksand guy was like? He was like there for...
My favorite part of that James Franco movie?
Yeah.
When he cuts his arm off.
Oh, I didn't say that part.
Oh. You turned it off early?
I didn't. I kind of left. There seemed to be no way out for him. I kind of left early.
He cut his arm off.
Oh, dear God. He got out?
Yeah, he got out.
Oh. He should have stayed.
Yeah.
I left after like 20 minutes.
It looked pretty grim.
It
was just getting going. He wasn't even stuck yet.
Oh, as soon as he got stuck, I said, that guy is gone. He's a goner.
Oh, my God. This is how you approach movies?
I owe the manager of that AMC theater a huge apology.
You do?
I made a big stink.
Wow. Did you ever see Gone with the Wind?
Thanks for sharing the quicksand story. Tell it again.
Yeah, no problem.
He was in the quicksand and then he got out. Oh, my God. I'm so glad we had this conversation.
Funny thing about quicksand, though.
Yeah.
You don't go all the way down to your mouth. You never do.
But how do you die then?
Oh,
you just can't get out.
Dehydration.
Oh, my God.
Starvation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're very, very conscious and aware of your situation for hours and maybe days.
Yeah.
Note to self, avoid Utah.
Well, you could find quicksand elsewhere. It's not in the desert as much as slot canyons.
Oh, right. Although some radio stations specialize in emotional quicksand.
Oh, what stations do that?
Yeah, what stations do that?
All right, we are ready to celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah, this is the fourth night, right?
Fourth big night.
Happy Hanukkah, brother.
Happy Hanukkah to you, too.
And
go Maccabees! Those Maccabees, they were badass.
I had money on the Maccabees. I made a lot of money that year. They were the underdogs.
Well, that was B.C., right?
Yeah.
That was a long time B.C.
Funny thing about B.C., those years, we didn't know it was B.C.
That's true.
We didn't know. We had no idea. We were clueless. We didn't know he was coming. Okay, so here's the deal we're going to do tonight. This is a real public service. There have been four nights of Hanukkah because it's post-sundown, right?
Tonight's the fourth night.
Tonight was, right?
We're in it now.
Our Jewish friends have already lit their candles.
Yes, about 4:30 p.m. is when they should have done it.
So there are, and this is the fourth night. So.
And then they should have said, Baruch atah Adonai.
Yeah.
Eloheinu.
Yeah, Eloheinu.
Eloheinu, now you go.
Eloheinu, now you go.
Melech.
Oh, Melech Olam.
There you go.
Amen. Okay. But what it means is that there are kids out there listening, right? We have families listening, right?
Right, yep.
So kids out there. And what constitutes a kid as far as our show?
10 or under.
I say 14 or under.
14 or under is what I meant to say.
Exactly. There are kids out there that have been, let's be honest, for once in your life, be
ripped
honest.
Off.
Not ripped off. Disappointed. Either tonight or the night before or the first night, one of these four nights they've been receiving gifts. Of course, they have to pretend to be grateful.
I would say scammed
by their parents.
Yeah,
You mean getting, what, a book? A book they're never going to read?
Crappy pair of socks?
Yeah, some kind of clothing that they would have gotten anyway, right?
Prescription sunglasses that don't really work?
Exactly. Look, and so here's my offer to them.
Okay.
Uncle Andy's here for you guys.
All right. Great.
If you've been disappointed and you can persuade us that you're genuinely disappointed with your gift, either tonight or on previous nights, it just not what you were hoping for, or you know you would have gotten it anyway, or you know your parents didn't have their heart in it, didn't give put a lot of thought into it.
The gift sucked.
But I know you were so genuine. I know you love your parents. You don't want to hurt their feelings. You were probably very polite about it, right?
Oh, yeah, what a great pair of socks.
Yeah, thanks, Mom and Dad. Oh, no, I'm going to wear them tomorrow. Oh, they're going to keep me warm. Oh, it's supposed to be cold this weekend. I know, but your heart wasn't in it. You were just being a well-brought-up young Jewish boy and girl. Here's what I'm going to do.
I can't read a thing, but these glasses look great on me.
You're talking about the prescription sunglasses?
Yeah.
You're thinking I disappointed my kids?
Yeah, wrong prescription.
Well, that's because Evan's wearing Molly's and Molly's wearing Evan. That's easy to fix.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay, here's my offer. Oh, God. Am I going to regret this? Here's my offer. You give Uncle Andy a call.
So.
You give Uncle Andy a call here. You tell me what gift you got, why you were disappointed. You don't have to return the gift. You don't have to send me the gift. I will send you a better gift. I will go on Amazon right now. You'll have to give us your address. You have to send Uncle Ken your address, right?
Yep.
Email Uncle Ken your address. I will go online right now. Together, we'll go shopping. I'll go on Amazon. We'll find something, not a big toy, not a big ticket item. I mean, I'll have to put some kind of boundaries, right?
Some kind of
guardrail there.
Oh, yeah, no, nothing more than $200.
Nothing more than, I'd say $20, $25. But you can do all right. Do better than the damn socks, right?
I don't think any parents got their kids socks for Hanukkah.
I think parents, by night 7 or 8, they're down to
socks.
They're down to clothing that the kids don't really want. They're down to books the kids are never going to read.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that's how it works. You get the good gift on night one.
The big gift on night one.
And then it gets worse and worse.
The prescription sunglasses
over
on night one.
Over the course of the next 7 nights, it just gets worse and worse?
Yeah.
That's the terrible system.
Yeah, until you're down to like toilet plungers and things.
Oh, my God.
That they would have bought anyway. So we're at 201-209-9368. Call Uncle Andy, 201-209-9368. We're going to make it right. We're going to rectify the lame gift your parents got.
Andy
you.
Is good friends with Hanukkah Harry, isn't he?
I'm good friends with Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon and can get this toy delivered.
Screw Jeff Bezos, Hanukkah Harry.
Hanukkah Harry
is played by John Lovitz. Don't you know?
That's right. There was a series years ago. My God, that dates you right there.
Yeah. He is Hanukkah Harry.
That was Al Franken wrote those short little sketches.
I didn't even know that's what it was based on. Hanukkah Harry's now become part of the Hanukkah folklore.
He has
replaced the Hanukkah bunny. When we were kids, it was the Hanukkah bunny.
But what do you do about Hanukkah Harry? You watch old sketches?
Well, no. Hanukkah Harry is now bigger than SNL. Hanukkah Harry has become...
Are there little dolls or anything?
Yes.
That look like John Lovitz?
Yes.
Does he get a little piece of that?
No.
I wasn't aware.
He wasn't smart enough to trademark it. Did John Lovitz get a piece of your El Diablos?
Yeah, he probably gets 80 cents a year.
Nice.
And I make almost that much. 201-209-9368. Any kid that is disappointed with their gift, either tonight or previous Hanukkah nights, from anyone, not just your parents, I guess, from your aunt or uncle, your grandparents, you call us up and I'll make it right. All we need is one kid, really, and you'll see it'll be an avalanche. The floodgates will open.
Okay, kid, give us a call.
You know what? I'm not going to repeat the number. Now I'm getting mad.
201.
Screw them. No.
201.
No, don't repeat it. Those ungrateful little brats.
209.
Here I am. I'm offering to go on Amazon for him.
9368.
No, forget it. You know what? Screw you. I'm going home. If I don't get a call in the next minute, I'm leaving.
In 1 minute, you're leaving. Okay.
Yes. Do you agree? Can I leave early?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There we go. The timer has begun.
I really am.
56, 55, 54.
These kids make me so mad. I'm offering to make good.
I told you that it was going to be difficult to get
because
kids.
No kid wants to admit they were disappointed.
Yeah. And also
because it'll make their parents feel bad.
Yeah. Why would a parent get their kid something crappy? And remember, we had a whole argument about this, and you said, you once again, guaranteed this was a home run. And I said, like, oh, why? Because parents get their kids a crappy pair of socks. And you said, exactly. But no parents.
What are the odds of kids being happy with the first four gifts of Hanukkah, the first four nights? It's almost zero.
2-1.
Well, I'm going home. No one's calling.
Yeah, we only have 12 seconds to go, and then technically Andy's allowed to go home. 8 seconds.
201.
209-9368. Oh, there they are.
No, they're not. No, no, they're not. No, they're not. Really, can I go?
No.
This is a disaster.
No, you can't.
No one's going to call. We have nothing else.
Yeah, because
you've told your quicksand story.
Because you canceled the show we were going to do. We actually had a decent idea for a show. But no, if we can't finish it, if we can't do the full history of rock and roll from 1955 to 2025 in 60 minutes, you don't want to have any part of it.
Right now, I'm just so mad at my listeners. Or your listeners.
Oh, no, people are calling.
No, they're not. I'm leaving. No, I will see you New Year's Eve.
Hi, you're on the air.
No, there's no one there.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name? Moisha. Say Moisha.
No, they have to give their name. They have to give their name to get the to get me the mail. Now, this is a grown-up, Ken. This is a prank. Ken.
It is? It's a prank?
Yes, Ken.
How do you know it's a prank?
Because I'm an adult myself, and I recognize other adults. Ken.
Okay.
I'm an adult that thinks he's funny, and I recognize that in other people.
I see. Okay.
Caller
2. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Andrew. I just walked in. What are we doing?
Well, do you have a kid in the house somewhere, in the basement or attic? No.
Thanks for calling.
Sorry, Andrew.
Thanks for calling. Trying to help.
Yeah, he didn't want you to go home.
That's him trying to help.
That's what you asked.
No, we need kids that are disappointed with their gifts, and I can replace their gifts.
Okay, so we need kids who got a gift on Hanukkah. It's the fourth night of Hanukkah. If any of the gifts that you got disappoint you, Andy will spend up to $250 on Amazon.
Spend up to $25.
For a replacement gift.
Oh, God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I thought this was just about Andy having to stay if somebody called, because I wanted him to just sit there now and think about the fact that you had a very good show today, and I really liked it.
Thank you.
There you go, Andy.
What was your favorite part of my morning show?
You know what? There was some really great music, and I got stuck in a work thing where I had to drive across New Jersey, and I just got to listen to your whole show.
Wow. But how about the Cookie Monster lessons?
The Cookie Monster lesson was really funny.
Yeah, that was good. Andy missed it.
You know, I thought it was going to go into a death metal thing, but it's good that it didn't. So.
Andy missed the whole thing. He slept through the entire thing.
If you're just tuning in, you're about to hear me puke.
Thanks, caller.
Live on the air.
Go ahead. Puke live on the air.
Well, that was a great call, Ken.
Did you see that Mad Men puking machine thing?
Tell me what that is.
Did you see that? HBO picked up Mad Men, and they didn't cut it properly. So when they mastered it, they used the wrong file. So there was all this stuff in the picture that wasn't supposed to be in there, including somebody operating a puking machine behind Roger Stone, or behind Roger, whatever his name is.
What are you talking about now? What are you babbling about?
You didn't follow this?
No. What do you mean it's in the picture? Do you mean the frame is... Oh, you mean they didn't cut the frame?
Yeah, they didn't cut the frame.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You mean the frame was widescreen when it was shot at a tighter ratio.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was more information on the screen than what AMC originally planned.
Yes.
And you could see people sitting off camera.
Right. You could see guys operating microphones, guys operating puke machines.
And that's on HBO now, or they've corrected it?
Oh, they corrected it. But it was up for a couple of days.
Well, all right. It's not a great story, but it beats It beats your
quicksand.
Quicksand
story.
Yeah, if that, right. I don't think legally you can call that quicksand thing a story.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, what's your name?
That's not a kid.
My name's Rob. I was just calling to say that I also really enjoyed Ken's show today.
Thank you. Your favorite part?
I like any time you play Nickel Bag of Tears.
Yeah, great song.
Wait, that was a trick. You didn't play that today, did you?
I did play it today. Nickel Bag of Tears.
Well, you could probably. He didn't. That's not proof he heard your show. He might have heard about it. Can't you go online and find the playlist?
I don't play that every week.
I know, but is it on your playlist?
He had it right off the top of his tongue.
But I could go online and look at your playlist. I don't have to listen to your stupid show to pretend
so
I did.
How's he supposed to prove that he heard the show?
Exactly. He can't.
He can't. It's unprovable.
Does he want me to sing Nickelback?
No, but Ken, it's so obvious, Ken. Nobody that really heard your show would call you and want to talk to you.
Well, according to you.
Ken, please, be an adult.
You're guaranteeing that everybody's just...
Ken, okay, do this for me. You have time tonight. Play back your show when you get home.
I can't.
Go. You can?
No, I can't do that.
I know, exactly. I couldn't do it either.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Do you ever play back this show?
Never.
Never.
I have never heard
not.
This show.
You have to be a psychopath to listen back to your own show.
I know you do. Wait, okay. Okay, that said... What percentage of DJs at FMU, in your opinion, if you were guessing, play back their own show?
I don't know.
I know the answer. It's not a rhetorical question.
What's the answer?
65%, almost 2 out of 3.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, well, since we're talking about how good...
Oh, for the love of God.
I wanted to say, I thought the Cookie Monster thing was like a joke. I heard you reference it, yeah. Go out. But something on your show, man, that has like stayed with me. It's like I can't drop it. It was like 5 minutes of guy making noise. Then it was Jack and Diane, but he kept saying sucking on a chili dog.
Oh yeah, yeah,
every
sucking
day.
Jack and Diane sucking on a chili dog. That was a couple. That was like a month or two ago.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's Ken's Masturbatorium here. 201-209-9368. Yeah. Why don't you call and join Ken in the Masturbatorium and tell him how much you loved his show today?
Says Andy, who owns a real Masturbatorium.
Things are so cool, you know. But like your show, the world's terrible, and your show like makes me laugh a lot of times.
Oh, that means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does.
It makes him laugh a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller.
Made me feel good.
Yeah, made me feel great.
Isn't that what you want out of our show, that we,
make that guy in particular, make him laugh a lot of the time?
No, I mean, there's just been some awful news lately, but...
Yeah,
we're
trying to make good.
We don't focus on that.
I'm trying to make good. We're trying to do a positive Hanukkah show, a positive experience for kids.
Yeah, we're trying to bring the joy back to Hanukkah.
Okay, but wait a minute. Why are no kids calling?
Because they all got good stuff.
Okay, if you've been disappointed, not just your parents' gift. Let's widen the net. Maybe your grandparent gave you a gift, right?
Well, the grandparents...
They don't always score a bullseye.
They would give you money... They would
sometimes they give you gelt.
They would send you a $20 bill.
Okay, sometimes they do, but sometimes they miss the mark. It's not always a 3-point shot from grandpa.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is David Valentine.
Hi, David.
I'm 19 years old. I know you're looking for a kid under 10. I don't think you're gonna find anyone under 19. So you could try your luck with someone else, but
did you get anything for Hanukkah?
Yeah, I got an instant noodles.
Ramen.
Like it was Korean.
Yeah, but
yeah,
who,
like ramen.
Who gave you instant noodles?
Who gave you ramen for Hanukkah?
Well, I'm a college student, so my mom had to find something that she could mail me. And it's 8 nights, so you have to... It can't be something exciting every night. You know?
Yeah, you have to pace yourself. Okay, but we can be... Yeah. Okay. I'll just use this guy as a template, just to show as an example of what we can do today.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
David? You're at college. Can you accept Amazon deliveries this week?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go on Amazon now. David, I'm going to find you something. Your mom meant well with the instant noodles. She loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I'm not going to lie to you, you've disappointed her this year at college.
The cash limit for your replacement Hanukkah gift is $300.
It's about $25.
All
okay,
right.
So I'm going to just...
$300?
No, it's $300. No, it's $25. Now, hold on, David. I'm going to search right now. I'm going to search. Let's see what Amazon recommends. It's going to be best gift, GIFT, for...
GIFT, very good.
Okay, for this guy.
This is Andy talking to his phone.
Best gift for this guy. Okay, so let's see what it says. Here you go.
What's it say?
David, do you play games with your little buddies there on the dorm?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let's find some games for you. Okay, so what's a good game for this guy? Okay, best games for...
Settlers of Catan, but I think it's more than $25.
Okay, now, David...
No, you want to buy me that.
No, we're not going to do that, son. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Wingspan?
Best game. Okay, best games for losers. I just assume you were a loser.
Why would you assume he's a loser?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, you're right. You're right. I shouldn't say that. You're right. Not necessarily a loser. You can't always judge. You're right.
You never know.
He could be a guy doing an impression of a loser. You don't know. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
You're guaranteeing that nobody else is going to want to
call. Why? Why do you say that?
Because you're treating David so horribly.
Why do you say that?
Because you're calling him a loser or somebody impersonating a loser.
Yes.
Do you think that's going to make other people want to call?
Well,
to go to go
David. David.
He's giving me the benefit of the doubt.
David, loser or not, are you a loser? Just cop to it for once in your life. You're a bit of a loser.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll
okay.
Give you that.
David,
maybe
have you
just a little?
Yeah, okay. David, have you played the game the Chameleon, which is kind of a
I've not.
Okay, the Chameleon is what do they call it? A social deception game. One person in the game has
like,
a secret.
Like Werewolf.
It's a little bit like Werewolf.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to send it to you, David. You're going to love it. It'll come in a couple of days, so you have 2 days to make 3 friends.
Okay, David, email me and just mention Instant Noodles, and
all right.
My email address, and then give me your shipping address, and Andy will send you a gift card for $400.
No, it's not a gift card. You'll actually get this game. It's now in my cart. Wait, Uncle Ken, you can confirm it's in the cart.
It's in his cart.
That's yours, David.
And David, my email address. My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
All right, Ken. K-E-N at WFMU.org.
Yep. Go Maccabees.
All right. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
We should make everybody say go Maccabees. And that's how you do it.
All right. That's how it works.
Okay. But I was hoping for younger kids, but yeah. I guess college kids. I mean, you can't deny that Instant Noodles is
that's
lame a gift that you're going to
really,
get.
Really, really lame. I don't even believe that his mom got him Instant Noodles for Hanukkah.
I think his mom sent him sort of a big sort of overall gift package to cover a few nights.
Maybe
and one of the nights was Instant Noodles.
I think maybe she was using the Instant Noodles as packing material. That's more likely what happened. You know how you get packing material that you can...
Can we have another call, Ken? I want to hear all about your packing material ideas, but maybe we'll have time later.
No, this guy can wait.
No.
You know how you get packing material that you can actually eat now? It's actually biodegradable. You can actually eat it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his mom is doing.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
That was anecdote number 3. It was the it was the quicksand. It was HBO widening the screen on Mad Men.
The puke machine.
Widening the frame. And now you heard that there's now edible packing material.
Oh, a long time.
Yeah. By the way, this is just a taste. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Ken has his own show on Wednesdays, don't you, Ken?
I do.
Yeah, 9 o'clock to what is it?
9 a.m. to noon.
It would be all Ken, no Andy. Can you imagine? Use your imagination. All Ken, no Andy, and that's just a sample of the kind of fun you're going to have.
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
we
it's
have
right,
so
Ken.
Much fun. You're
so
not there
much
to,
fun.
You're not there to interrupt.
Yeah,
me.
noon, the 9 to noon.
I can play the hippie noise.
Yeah, 9 to noon.
I talk about quicksand.
All Ken. Top to bottom.
Talk about the puke machine, the broken toilets.
Like a dream come true.
And Andy's not there to interrupt or make fun of me. Oh, it's the best.
That 9 o'clock show is really good.
It's really good. And then, it continues. Part 2 begins at 6 p.m. every Wednesday, where you call Ken and you give him a little oral massage. You tell him how good it was. He's feeling kind of low by 6 p.m.
It's President Pam.
I know. Hey, Pam. Happy Hanukkah to you.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. I am.
Go Maccabees.
I know you're not Jewish, but I know you work for Jews.
What are you?
I know you have Jews coming out of that office.
How do you know that?
First of all, I'm not Pam.
Oh, you're not Pam.
I do work for Jews. But you sound like Pam. I'm calling about them.
Who doesn't work for Jews? You're clearly clearly in the media, clearly in show business. And I'm glad the Jews gave you permission to call.
I'm calling because I have been trying to call you since you started this show, but I couldn't find my phone. And I'm calling to tell you about the present situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so one girl got a stuffed dog.
Wait, are you talking about there was some kind of gift exchange at your office?
No, I'm a nanny.
You're a nanny. Okay, well, you have
I'm calling on behalf of a two-year-old girl.
Okay.
Okay, and she got a stuffed dog?
No, no, her sister got a stuffed dog that you unzip the stomach and there are little baby puppies in it.
Aww.
How cute is that?
That's great.
How cute is that?
The two-year-old got a book about the symphony.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you're saying two inappropriate kids. One is a little abortion, do-it-yourself abortion kit, right?
Well,
and the other is about a musical art form that not even FMU listeners will tolerate.
Not many two-year-olds really care about a book about the symphony.
Right. You got to get that girl something better, Andy.
Okay, so, but the
it
girl...
It was a travesty.
It was, oh, well, I'm going to look up travesty.
It was Aunt Michelle, by the way.
Aunt Michelle. Well, you know she's been drinking. You know she's been having her issues. And so we've got to cut Aunt Michelle a break. But let me ask you this. The girl with the abortion kit... She's happy, right?
It's not an abortion kit.
Yes.
Yes.
She's happy, and she won't share any of
that's the right. Of course not. But, and some of them, I believe, are how many puppies were in the belly?
The baby puppies.
There were four. Yeah. Two tan, one brown, and one white.
And which of them, in when she's playing abortion, which of them survived the operation?
They all survive.
Oh, they all survive. Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, but the other one has no idea what to do with the symphony book.
Nothing. No. No clue.
In your
She's
opinion.
Just mad. Really, really unhappy.
She wanted a doll. You know what? Uncle Andy's on it. I'm on it now. So she would want a doll, right?
What's your name, caller, who's not Pam?
I'm Kate. But I like Pam. I could be Pam.
You could easily be Pam, honey. Okay, hold on. So let me see. Dolls for girls, right? She wants her own doll.
2 years old.
Okay, dolls.
Yeah.
Dolls for
girls. She likes dogs. The one that didn't get a dog really likes dogs.
So you're
Can
talking
we get
about
her a Labubu? What about a Labubu?
Wait, hold on. Stuffed dogs for girls. Hold on. Stuffed puppies.
What is a Labubu?
It's just a little demonic stuffed humanoid.
I've been hearing about them, but I haven't seen one. Yeah. Maybe they need a Labubu.
Now she needs a Labubu.
Would she be cool if...
Andy, get her a Labubu.
I don't know what you're saying. You're just making up syllables now. Would she be cool if this dog didn't have live dogs to abort?
I mean, I don't think anything's ever going to top that present.
Wait a minute, may I suggest? I'm just looking. There's, you know.
Get her a robot dog, a dog that moves.
Okay, maybe. Or how about this? It's a little mini lamb chop, a plush, squeaky pet toy dog. Or there's another dog that it looks like there's a battery in it and it has a heartbeat. You can actually hear the dog's heartbeat.
No, a dog that moves and smiles.
Well, here's a little...
A robot dog.
No, here's a heartbeat toy dog. It can be delivered tomorrow. Or with... Okay. We're going to do that.
A weaponized dog, like Metalhead. A little robot dog that has, you know, a gun on its back.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, Ken. Maybe. Okay. What is the name of this little girl?
It's Eden.
Eden. Oh, God bless her. Okay. And she didn't quite get what she wanted from Aunt Michelle. And what now?
Aunt Michelle failed.
Okay. But just say, like, succinctly, in your own words, what is Aunt Michelle's issues?
Well, you already pointed out she's a drinker.
What else would you say is her issues?
Well, I would say she doesn't have kids. And
right.
She has a really small heart.
Right. She just doesn't care. She thinks the sun rises and sets out of her ass. It's all about
and
her.
She's from L.A., yeah.
Oh, well, so, you don't have to. Yeah. You didn't have to
Goes
tell us.
Saying.
You didn't have to tell us she was in L.A. But I'm a little bit afraid of this. It has a battery, and I'm a little bit afraid of giving a little girl something with a battery. I have to tell you.
Oh, yeah. You might end up killing little Eden.
Yeah. And that would be another very awkward phone
Eden's
call next
pretty
week.
Tough. I think she could kill you.
Oh, my God. I could take Eden in a second. How old is she?
She's almost two.
Oh, my God. It wouldn't even last a minute. I could take this girl. She couldn't take me.
Surprise.
No. Oh, it's on, baby. Are you kidding? A two-year-old girl? I could take her with one hand. I swear to God. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Okay, here it is. Adorable mini Flopsy Scruffy's mini companions. Okay, there you go. A little dog. Here you go. You tell Eden it's on its way. Realistic plush animal. Here it comes. Look, Kenny. Cute. Is it cute?
Oh, that is cute. Yeah.
Okay, little stuffed animal. Puppy, realistic stuffed animal. Perfect for babies. Here it comes for ages 36 months. It's now in my cart.
So, Kate, you just email me at ken@wfmu.org, mention the secret phrase abortion puppy, and give me your shipping address, and Andy will actually send this gift off to you.
And you'll have it. It'll be sent off tomorrow. You'll have it in a couple of days. Eden will have, finally, I'm the guy that saved Hanukkah. It's the DJ that saved Hanukkah. That's
You're
me.
You're so funny,
baby.
I've been listening to you forever.
Well, we love that you love us, don't we, Ken? That's probably your best quality, the fact that you love us. Okay, and I can tell you're a great nanny. They're lucky to have you.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a very good Hanukkah.
You too. It's the DJs that saved Hanukkah, if you're just tuning in. 201-209-9368. It's why we're here, right, Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Let's do this some more. Now we're rolling.
Yeah, you know, the Maccabees, they had cool weapons. They had shields and nunchucks, chains, shivs.
So what did we have? We have Amazon.
Andy has Amazon.
Yeah, I have my credit card.
Hi, you're on the air.
Get this, Ken. The Maccabees, they had enough oil for one night.
Yeah.
Get this, to keep the candle lit for one night.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what happened later. Let's take this call. I want to...
The candle must have gone out after one night.
Your head's going to explode when I tell you the story.
And then they went off to, what did they go off for?
I don't know.
Kill more.
Yeah, kill everybody. Yeah.
Kill more of the.
But they came back, and guess what? 8 days later.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I am.
Before I tell the end of the story, I want anyone listening, if they're operating heavy machinery, uh-huh, to pull over now.
Oh, wait, this is the story of Hanukkah you're telling me. Okay, go ahead. What happened? They had oil for one night.
Okay, let me begin again.
And then they
left. Let me set it up again.
Yeah.
They had enough oil to keep their candle going for one night.
Uh huh.
They leave.
Yep.
They do their business, right?
Flame goes out.
No! No, God, stop trying to anticipate. No.
It doesn't go out?
I don't even want to tell you now. No, shut up.
You said
they come back.
You said they had oil for one night.
It was a miracle.
They were going off to kill.
It was a miracle.
To kill the Greeks.
Yeah. They came back and it was still lit.
No, it wasn't.
The end.
He said there was only enough oil for one night.
It was as if, I'll give you an equivalent that you might understand, radio boy. Suppose somebody's listening to FMU.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. How strong is that signal out of Rockland County?
Not very strong.
Okay, suppose they're in Rockland County. They're in their car.
Yeah.
They think, I'm going to drive 20 miles. I'm going to lose the signal.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Get this. Imagine this. Imagine he's a Maccabee.
Yeah.
He keeps driving.
Okay.
He's on Route 80.
Yep.
He's heading west.
Okay.
20 miles. But get this. Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
25 miles. He still hears FMU.
Really?
30 miles. 35 miles.
Huh.
40 miles. Ken.
Yeah.
100 miles away.
Whoa.
Still hears FMU.
Well, that's atmospheric skip.
Yeah. He still hates it. He doesn't like what he's hearing. He'd rather be listening to something else.
Yeah, but there's a rational
His
explanation.
His CD player's broken.
There's a rational explanation
for that. The dial on his radio is stuck.
Yeah, the radio waves are skipping like stones across the troposphere.
Yeah, well, that's the equivalent, Ken, in radio talk, to what the Maccabees experienced. All right, let's take some more calls.
I think there really was somebody.
Ken, we're saving Hanukkah.
Okay.
Ken, it's time to save Hanukkah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, happy Hanukkah, you two.
You too, buddy.
Happy Hanukkah to you.
Wait,
no,
but you don't.
Maccabees.
You don't sound like a kid.
No, and I'm not even Jewish, but I just wanted to congratulate.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. We have other calls. Thanks for calling. Here we go.
He's trying to say something.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Thanks for calling.
Really
thanks for yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll hear it later. I want to hear it next week. I can't wait to hear it.
He had a good time where?
Ken had a really good story about a dream about a buckethead.
Oh, yeah. I had a buckethead dream.
Wait, yeah. So now you have callers calling during my show to tell me a story you told during your show about a dream that
it
you
was
had.
So funny.
It was a really so hilarious
this is it.
Dream
this
about
is the low point of my
Buckethead.
Radio career.
And then the FBI came in.
Oh, my God.
Buckethead, but they couldn't do it.
Please end call. Call end now. Please, God, if there's a God in heaven. God, if you don't owe me anything, but still I'm asking for this favor.
You said the magic word.
I'm asking one favor.
You said the magic
word. I asked
words.
For nothing.
Call end now.
Call end now.
Good job.
Thank you. Let's take another call.
You want to hear the Buckethead dream?
I will pay you cash to not ever hear the Buckethead dream.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, forget it.
Hello?
That's it. There you go. You know what I want for Hanukkah? A call screener. Can I have a call screener?
Yeah, you know, Nick the Bard was at Bingo, I asked him if he could come back. But he can't. He's a little tied up right now.
We need a call screener. Hey, you want to put out the call for a call screener?
Not really. No.
To meet us here every week?
Not really.
You're happy the way things are?
Yeah.
You're happy with the system we have?
I am. Are you? You feel like we're getting too many crank calls?
No, I think we're getting just the right amount of crank calls.
Okay, good. Me too. I feel the same. All right. Phone
I'm
number.
Trying to save Hanukkah. I'm trying to give kids real gifts.
I know you're trying to save Hanukkah.
201-209-9368. Look what's in my cart now. Look.
You know what you need to save Hanukkah? You need somebody to sneak a little oil in the lamp.
Yeah.
Without anybody seeing them.
To cheat.
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, you know, the Buckethead dream story was really good.
Wasn't it? I know. It had that trick ending. A very twisty dream.
Yes, it did.
Your dreams have trick endings?
Yeah.
Endings you don't see coming?
No. Yep, exactly.
So you're lying in bed, 4 in the morning, fast asleep, fooling yourself.
Yeah.
Tricking yourself.
Yeah, having the dream.
Yeah.
And like you're wondering whether it's a dream or not.
And subconscious Ken is saying to itself, I'm going to trick subconscious Ken.
But you're and then you're thinking like, what the heck is going to get, how am I going to get out of this one?
And then it'll give Ken something to talk about on Wednesday morning. No, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. It'll give Ken something to talk about on Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening.
The FBI is never going to find the serial killer because Buckethead's wearing a mask. That was the punchline of the Buckethead dream. Hi, you're on the air.
It's the DJ that saved Hanukkah. 201-209.
Andy Breckman, the DJ who saved Hanukkah.
201-209-9368. If you got a crappy gift, I'm here to make it right. I have an Amazon account. Your better gift will appear on your doorstep by the weekend.
I've got 52 days of lamp oil.
Well, that's enough. That's enough for almost 6 or 7 miracles.
Hi, you're on the air.
You could have 6 or 7 of your own holidays. Oh, not this guy.
Hi, who's this?
I don't care. Not this guy.
What? Why?
Because I can smell them.
Hi, you're on the air.
I smell trouble.
Hey there, West Coast checking in here. Wondering if the door was still open to Ken's Masturbatorium.
No.
Yeah, why, you want to talk about his great show this
morning, Ken.
Oh, and thank
Ken,
you.
And
thank
Ken, on the West Coast, they're tuning in at 6 a.m., Ken.
I know. They're really committed there.
Yeah, committed in every sense of the word.
Love you, fellas. Good night.
Yeah, love you.
Love you. Love you more.
Yeah. So Ken's getting a sponge bath from his morning listeners.
Not on my time. Not a competition.
201-209-9368.
You're just upset because people seem to like my morning show better than they like this show.
Oh,
no, I don't deny that.
I will say this. Uh-huh. Your morning show may very well be better than this show. That doesn't change the fact that your morning show sucks.
My daughter got a laboo-boo.
Your daughter got a laboo-boo?
What's that, a little stuffed animal?
Well, that's a really good gift.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, we can't do better than that.
One. Now she wants clothes for it.
Wait.
And my ex-wife got her...
Say no more. I'm on it. Uncle Andy's on it. Hold on, buddy. Your daughter... How old is your daughter?
My daughter is 4.
Okay, clothes for... And what the hell is this doll's name?
Laboo-boo. L-A-B-U...
Labubu. If I buy clothes for this daughter, will you show her a picture of me? You can find one online. and say, this is from your Uncle Andy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, clothes for LaBooBoo. There's no doll here. It's just the clothes.
Yeah.
Just the clothes. Yep.
It's a dress and a hairpin and a little purse.
Is that good? A pink dress?
Sure, pink. She likes black.
Okay.
Dear God.
Black clothes.
But, you know.
Dear God, now I have to deal with this.
She's gothy.
Yeah. Well, this is going to arrive by the weekend. Goth she has 2 days to get through her black phase and to get into her pink phase.
What are you talking about? You didn't even search for black LaBooBoo clothes.
Wait a minute. Hold on here.
Search for black LaBooBoo.
Wait, age is 17 years
they
and up.
Halloween LaBooBoo costumes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. These are like not for kids. Oh, 18 months.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay, here.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
My name is Daniel B. from Chicago.
Okay, Daniel. Hey, Daniel. Your daughter's getting this set of clothes. Ken can verify. It looks cute as a button. It's not, kind of a rainbow hat with a rainbow sweater.
It's not black.
She's going to love it. You tell her to love it, and she'll love it.
You could even just search for black LaBooBoo clothes.
Just say to the kid 4 years old, just say love it, and love it now. She'll do it. She's getting it by Sunday.
Okay, Daniel, email me.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, Daniel, email me at ken@wfmu.org. Give me your shipping address and mention the magic word LaBooBoo.
And
okay?
And hold on.
And then when you get Andy's LaBooBoo clothes, you can dye them black.
Yeah.
Okay?
just look her right in the eye and just say, love it. Love this.
Is that, that's how you order your kids around? You
that's just, how I, that's my relationship with my kids is based entirely on
right
that.
Add to the wash machine.
I don't know what all you're right. saying there.
Thanks, Daniel.
It's just gibberish now. Thanks, Daniel. Okay, we have time for maybe one or two more, right?
Oh, we have time for a lot more.
No, we don't. We don't have cash for a lot
yeah,
more.
Yeah, we got to get through these quickly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering if I could just register a complaint about Hanukkah.
No.
No.
Not this year.
No,
Hanukkah is the greatest holiday on earth. Go Maccabees.
Radio boy is so enthusiastic. That's why we love you, Radio Boy.
They're warrior rebels.
The warrior rebels that sure knew how to...
The Maccabees.
That sure knew how to keep a fire going.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, another example. You buy a fire log.
Okay.
Fire log says good for 3 to 4 hours, right?
Tonight's the night.
Right, tonight's the night. You light the log.
Yep.
You say 4 hours. Wait a minute. This thing is still going strong.
Okay.
5 hours go by. This is just an example,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
6 hours go by.
Oh,
your fire log's still burning.
My fire log must have been a little damp.
It's a miracle, the fire log.
it's
a Maccabee fire log.
It was a little damp.
If I owned a fire log company, I would call it the Maccabee Incorporated.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, so my mother-in-law got me a electric wine opener.
Oh, geez.
That's, you can't get lamer than that.
Yeah, I have wine openers.
Exactly. You can.
No, and it's rechargeable.
Yeah,
so you
dear
need
God.
To, like, keep it yeah. on the dock.
Oh, I just saw a movie. I just saw a movie where the electric wine opener was important to the plot.
Was it one of those mystery Knives Out movies?
It was a robot, an evil robot movie, a companion.
Oh, yeah, companion.
Companion,
yeah.
yeah.
But this guy's telling us a story, Ken.
Yeah.
He
okay.
did, you don't have to digress.
No, that,
you don't have to pull focus.
I mean,
no.
I got the wine, electric wine. But she, my mother-in-law, honestly, she gets us things that we,
yeah.
she thinks we need like we don't need.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
she got us a stone bath mat.
Okay, can we get you a LaBooBoo?
No, we're not we can do better than that. You sound like a sociable guy. You sound like you have more than 3 or 4 friends. You might want a game, right?
Sure.
You might want a party game. Okay, and then...
And what's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark, okay.
What are you going to do with your... It is an insane thing, a electric wine opener.
Yeah.
As if you can't rotate your wrist.
Yeah, and I need to keep it out now because she's going to expect to see it.
Right. And you need to keep it fully charged as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And you need to
it's
get...
It's the only way to open. And because it's rechargeable, I could bring it to picnics.
And you also need to
yeah,
keep a bunch of corks around, you know, so
as
that
if you've been using yeah. it all night.
And this is the second wine opener she got us. The last one she got us was like CO2 charge, so we had to get like charges for it.
Nice.
Which, obviously useless.
I can't even say she means well. I think at this point it's passive aggressive. Something's
no. She's running out of Hanukkah gifts because she's come up. She's loving.
But she
Hanukkah,
doesn't even.
So she's. She
but she doesn't
do,
even
like,
put
all the gifts every year.
But she's not putting any thought into it at this point. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
She really is. This is her. It really is. And I mean that nothing against her, but this is her. She solves problems that don't exist.
Okay, what can I do for you? What games do you play around with your friends, with your so-called imaginary friend? What's a popular game?
We do like Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, have you guys played Code Names? That's a game everybody
likes. He likes Cards Against Humanity.
I know, but yeah. He's already has
Honestly,
that.
Honestly, I don't play mini games.
Oh,
like
do you
that,
have? Do
so
you do
I'm
you own
for whatever?
Do you own Cards Against Humanity?
Oh yeah,
he does. Yeah,
I have all of that.
Okay, we're getting you.
We have all the additional boxes.
Okay, we're getting you Code Names. Code Names is a game.
Thank you.
No, yeah, Code Names is a groovy game. It involves a little thought and strategy. Cards Against Humanity. Have you ever played that, Ken?
No.
It's a game. No. The writers of the game, the people who produced and made the game, they think of punchlines for you. You don't have to be funny.
Okay, I thought this was going to be one of the games you made, Andy.
No. Oh.
Funny story about Cards.
Hey, wait.
Against
should
Humanity.
I send him one? Wait. Should I send him my game?
Sure.
No. Wait. Should I send him?
That.
Should I send him? SH. Am I allowed to spell the word?
No. I'd rather you didn't.
Okay. SH and then blank. Can I say blank?
Ish. You can say ish. Ish. Ish happens.
SH blank T. Is
ish,
that allowed?
No. Ish.
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 Should I send him that?
Sure.
Okay. I will.
Ish happens.
Oh, my God, that's great, because then I make 4 cents.
Nice.
Hold on. Oh, I should have sent that to every kid. I should have sent that to everybody.
No.
Yeah, I did have a toy company.
It's going too far. Funny story about Andy's toy company.
Yeah, this will be good.
Yeah.
It's not unlike the quicksand story in many ways.
He was basing his toy company on the success of Cards Against Humanity.
Well, that's true.
He wanted to replicate that level of success.
Okay, I'm sending you this. I'm putting it in the cart. Okay, you're getting my game.
And what's your name again?
Andy.
Mark.
Oh, Andy.
Mark, okay. Yeah. Mark, just send me your shipping address to ken@wfmu.org and mention Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Okay,
thank
so.
You. Have a great night, guys.
Okay, you too.
Go Maccabees.
Okay, so I have 4 things in my cart. I have my game, which has a name that I can't apparently say on the air.
Right. Ish.
I have clothes for a Labubu, which is what the hell was that?
It's a little demonic humanoid stuffed thing.
Hey, wait, how will I remember who's who when you send me this list?
Well, we got code words. That's why I was giving everybody.
But will you make a note for me? Like, I don't remember who's who. Like, who got me this?
Why don't you?
I don't remember now. I didn't take notes.
Why don't you have your assistant listen to the archive of the show?
Because I don't pay him enough.
Well, I'm not listening to the archive of the show.
Okay, I'll have him listen to the archive of the show. Shoot.
Yeah, you're not saddling me with an extra hour and a half of work.
Let me apologize now on the air to Eve, my assistant.
Eve.
I should also apologize to Jeremiah. Because he started on a newsletter that we aborted.
Oh, he started on it and then you aborted it.
Pam, our president, who I guess approved this idea.
Well, no, she didn't approve this idea because we had no idea what you wanted to do. But we should apologize to Pam anyway because we mistook Kate for Pam.
Wait, I got to remember who I'm sending what to. I don't want to screw this up. Guess how much all of these things cost today. Guess what the show cost me today, including shipping.
$130.
Cost me $82.87 plus, I would say, and this is an estimate, 25 minutes of listening to you, your drivel.
So you have an extra $50.
Well, no.
Because I guessed $130.
Put your hand back in your pocket. Oh, my God. Gimme.
I like your pocket.
Gimme.
Your pocket is
gimme
warm.
More money, Andy. Quick impression of Ken Friedman. I wish I had a real friend. A real friend that wasn't asking for money.
I'm a real friend.
Oh. Hey, he has $50 that he didn't know he had. Hey, maybe I can get the $50 from him. My impression of my friend.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County.
And we'll see you New Year's Eve. Hey, invite us to a New Year's Eve party, right?
At 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Yeah, we'll be back 2 weeks from tonight, New Year's Eve, for our first ever 7-second delay New Year's Eve
party. What will our...
Maybe we should have a party right here in the studio.
Yeah, maybe. The key word there is maybe.
We could invite people down. Nobody's going to show up until 6:45.
Are we here when they come?
Oh, you won't be here. Forget it.
No, no, no. Let's invite people down and keep that door locked.
No, we won't.
And hire a security guard.
Yeah, you're only Zooming in. I forgot. We could have a party in Madison at your house.
That's not going to happen.
Party at Andy's house.
That's not even funny.
New Year's
Eve. That's not... Ken, tell your damn quicksand story again. Or you're telling a version of it right now.
Not far from the top of Ventnor. Just go to the top of the hill on Ventnor and start yelling Andy's name.
Yep. You'll be hearing, if it's close to midnight, you'll be hearing me snoring from my bed.
He'll respond. No, our show runs from 6 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
We're not on the air at midnight.
But we're on the air at midnight in England.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks everybody for a good year. We can thank you again in 2 weeks because it will still technically be 2025. And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
was for Little Star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming, bringing you the golden age of lounge music. We just heard a band called the EPs. They did a sort of a specialty record on Art Records. It wasn't part of the usual catalog numbering system. These guys, the EPs, all worked for an airline called APSA, Peruvian Airlines. And I think they would just get together kind of and play a bit. I don't think they were a full-time lounge band. I mean, it says in the notes here, like, Joe Garcia, the bass player, provides a basic beat. He's one of America's youngest top